The life and work of German Renaissance artist Albrecht Dürer is celebrated in a new exhibition. Albrecht Dürer, the Age of Reformation and Renaissance, can be seen at the Fristark Museum in Nashville, Tennessee. The works are organized by the Cincinnati Museum of Art, which has a large collection of Dürer's pieces. Albrecht Dürer lived from 1471 to 1758 and is considered one of the greatest printmakers of his time. For many of us now, Dürer may not be a familiar name. Trinita Kennedy of the Frist, who's showing us around, tells us who he was.
Albrecht Dürer was a German Renaissance artist. He lived in the late 15th and early 16th centuries. He worked as a painter, but more importantly, as a printmaker. And we believe that he was the most famous artist in Europe during the Renaissance.
Dürer lived and worked during a significant time in art and culture.
His images are some of the most important in the history of art. So his Adam and Eve is very famous from 1504. Also St. Jerome in his study and Melancholia I. These are all iconic works of art.
Dürer's Christian faith was very influential on his work.
So he lived in a very interesting time in terms of the history of religion. He lived during the Reformation. We know that he was sympathetic to the reform movements of his day, so he expressed a desire to meet Martin Luther, although to the best of our knowledge he never did. He was friends with Erasmus, another important reformer in this period.
Quite a few of the works in Albrecht Dürer, The Age of Reformation and Renaissance, have to do with vivid images found in the Book of Revelation, often referred to as the Apocalypse. And Dürer created prints focusing on the passion or suffering of Christ during his crucifixion. Kennedy says we'll see the big passion and little passion.
The passion was a very popular subject matter in German art of the Renaissance. And we see Dürer producing actually multiple passion cycles in the form of books. And they come in different sizes. So there's the large passion, which is kind of very impressive, as the name suggests, for its size and the detail of the compositions. But then we also have the small passion, which has more scenes and tells kind of more intimate stories of the passion. And then finally, we also have an engraved passion. And all but the engraved passion were originally accompanied by text that told the story as well.
As you may have guessed, Dürer's works come in various sizes. Kennedy suggests we give them more than just a momentary glance.
These works of art really reward close looking, and it's remarkable all the details. One of the things we really highlight is Dürer portrays a lot of animals in his composition. So you'll find, horses and cats and lions and parrots and even monkeys. So we encourage everyone to look closely.
Walking through this exhibition gives us an idea of Albrecht Dürer, the artist, and the man.
The exhibition really does take you on a journey through Albrecht Dürer's life, beginning with the artists he admired as a young man, and then taking him we learn about his work as a young master, and then as kind of the undisputed master of the medium, for lack of a better term, and then all the way through his death. And then we look at the legacy of the artist and see how he expanded the market for printmaking in Europe.
Albrecht Dürer, The Age of Reformation and Renaissance, will be at the Frist Art Museum until February 7th, 2021. To learn more, go to fristartmuseum.org, fristartmuseum.org. Paul Ladd, Nashville.